وعن أبي ثعلبة الخشني جرثوم بن ناشر رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. We are still in this last chapter of the kitab, in which all various aspects of the coming of Dajjal was explained and signs of Qiyamah and all various hadith under various subjects. Yeah, another hadith is explained that Hazrat Abu Talha ibn Khushani al-Jurthum ibn Nashir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فَرَضَ فَرَائِذْ فَلَا تُذَيِّعُوهَا. Allah Ta'ala has made things faraz for us, so do not destroy them. That is, establish those faraz which Allah Ta'ala has made for us. Like, for example, our faraz namazes, rozas, zakat, hajj, etc. And generally, everyone knows the things which are faraz upon us. And also, we should remember that it is not only in the chapter or in the chapter of ibadat that things are faraz on us, in mu'amalat, in our business transactions also, and our mu'asharat, our social life also, and akhlaq, our character also. So all those things, we have to acquire the knowledge of it also, and then fulfill it also. Allah Ta'ala has made that for us upon us, and we should not destroy those things which Allah Ta'ala has made for us. وَحَرَّمَ أَشْيَاء فَلَا تَنْتَهِكُوهَا. And then Allah Ta'ala has made other things which are haram upon us. So do not break, do not neglect, these limits which Allah Ta'ala has said. So, in between, وَحَدَّ حُدُودًا فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. And Allah Ta'ala has set certain limits for us. So let us not exceed those limits. We are not allowed to exceed those limits. Allah has put limits for everything. Whether it is our eating, there are limits. Whether it is our living conditions, there are limits. In everything, Allah Ta'ala has put limits. And we must observe those limits. We must not exceed them. وَحَرَّمَ أَشْيَاءَ فَلَا تَنْتَهِكُوهَا. And then Allah Ta'ala has prohibited many things. So we should not indulge in those things which Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. And then the important part of this hadith is, وَسَكَتَ أَنْ أَشْيَاءَ رَحْمَةً لَكُمْ غَيْرَ نِسْيَانٍ فَلَا تَبْحَثُوا عَنْهَا. And Allah Ta'ala has kept silent on certain matters as a mercy to you. Not that, na'uzu billah, that Allah forgot to mention those things. So do not discuss those things. Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom knew that this is beyond us. And we will not be able to comprehend it. It is beyond us in every way. So Allah Ta'ala did not discuss that at all. But sadly, we want to fall into many discussions which are not related to us. And the commands of Allah are so many that if we just engage in them, for example, in the month of Ramadan, unfortunately, many of us, we find time and we look for time to pass our time. Whereas just to do our basic tilawat, little bit zikr, little bit dua, for that we don't have enough time. Yet we want to fall into various types of discussions to pass our time. Many other matters also, Allah Ta'ala has not discussed them, so we should also avoid them. And what Allah has prescribed for us, those are the things that we should observe. And what Allah has forbidden us from, we should stay away from those things. وعن عبد الله بن أبي أوفى رضي الله تعالى عنه قال غزونا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبع غزوات نأكل الجراد. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Awfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, we made ghazwa, that is, we went out in jihad. A ghazwa is one in which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also partook in. And seven such ghazwas, he says, we went with, and we ate locust. The locust that we have, this is 100% permissible to eat. And the Sahaba, we could see also what they had sacrificed for deen. Normally, their staple food was khajur dates, but that also got exhausted. And they only found this locust, and that they ate. Consuming locust is permissible according to all the four imams. It is not established that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever ate locust. However, he did not prevent the Sahaba from doing so. The lesson that we should take here is that how much the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu sacrificed. In many other places we read that they used to eat the leaves of trees. They stayed hungry. They just sucked the pit of a khajur for so many days, all for deen to come alive and to come into the world. Today we got ready-made deen on our plate. And instead of practicing upon deen, we want to fall into various types of discussions, etc. Or we are not just observing the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is very important. And deen is our only salvation for this life also and for the year after. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه says that Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا يلدغ المؤمن من حب جحر واحد مرتين. That Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a believer is not bitten from the same hole twice. That is, a mu'min is alert also. He is so alert, as it is explained in one other place, لا يخدع ولا يخدع. He doesn't deceive any person, and he's not deceived also by any person. So normally we will think that this person is a big Sufi, that you can just deceive him, you just tell him any stories and he just accepts it. But that is not really what it is to be a Sufi or a mu'min. A mu'min is not deceived by anyone. And if he falls in a trap once, he makes sure he does not fall into the trap the second time again. He is not deceived by people and he doesn't deceive anyone either. During the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a poet by the name of Abu Ghazza. He would recite poetry inciting the enemies against Islam. He was captured during the Battle of Badr and brought before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He apologized for his wrongs and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took an oath from him that he would not return to his old ways. That is, just like today we have people who make cartoons against Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people who write against Islam and deen, etc. He was old, and this is nothing new. This was carrying on right in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and every Nabi had to put up with this. Every Nabi was faced with this from the people. So he apologized. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam permitted him to go. However, he broke his oath. And again began composing evil poetry. When he was captured during the Battle of Uhud, he again promised never to compose such poetry again. But at this time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had him executed. When people questioned Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nature, very nature was to forgive, to overlook. But yet at the same time, it is very important that a person is not deceived also, and he doesn't fall into the traps of deception. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about this, he mentioned that a believer is not bitten from the same hole twice. So we should be also careful that people deceive us, etc. True mu'min, the first time also he does not get deceived. But, and at least the second time a true mu'min is such, he should not be deceived. The hadith may also mean that a believer should be alert and vigilant regarding the plots of others. That is also very important. He should not allow himself to be continuously deceived by other people. The plotting, etc. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to keep his intelligence also of what other people are doing, etc. And in that way, then only there can be good governance. If a person is aware of what the people are doing, etc. So may Allah give us the reality of Iman and that we get saved from the deception of people as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.